Taze.
Justin Taze.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Actually, it's kind of funny. A buddy I fucking met from work. Yeah. And now we bonded fucking recently and like...
All know, over this shit.
Yeah, I know, over the podcast. Meeting up a little bit. So like, we're drinking on? We're drinking on some Silent Sand.
Fucking right.
And, which I haven't drank in a very long time. Which is pretty hilarious. Doing orange juice. So we're kind of doing like, what? Corkscrew? Is that what it's called?
That's with the pink sourpuss and these two.
I thought a corkscrew was just vodka and orange juice.
I'm pretty sure it's the orange juice, the vodka, and the other shit. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So fucking. That's actually hilarious. Is it corkscrew? Is it? Cause
I don't know.
Or is it like.
I might be wrong.
I thought it was something screw.
It.
Screwdriver! It's a screwdriver.
Oh, okay.
I'm so stupid.
Okay.
See, we always talk before this shit. It's like, Justin's never been on this before, but he's listened to them, so.
Yeah. There's some boobies on the TV, too.
Again, for the fucking, like, fourth time. Oh, there's some ass.
We're
watching Friday 13th, Part 4, which is, man, that's what me and Mac watched the first time. So, whatever. I love this movie. And you see who that is. That's what Mac said in the first one. That's Crispin Glover.
Clue who that is.
You know fucking Back to the Future, right?
Oh, okay.
You know,
like
the dad?
Not
Michael J. Fox, not Shakes. You know how they call him Shakes?
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Look at this fuck, okay? We're watching, right? Ready? Look at this loser. This guy's trying to take off his pants, trying to get into the water, so they're all going skinny dipping. But the nerdy guy's too kind of like, oh, I'll get in there in a minute.
He's like the dad of the kid that travels through time?
Yes. You don't remember?
Maybe I didn't see it. I don't know. I feel like I've seen it.
I always reminisce how young you fuckers are. Like, oh, bums. This kid's so shocked. That's Corey fucking Feldman.
Yeah, the one you were talking about earlier. Yeah.
From Goonies. So he's exposing Hollywood right now and all this shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All this fucked up shit.
So, fuck it. Let's just get right into it.
All right.
So, we're going to be talking about mysteries of history. So, we did Strange Mysteries, but this is just almost like a part two on it, but more of like of legit mysteries that most people would know about.
Like, all right.
This motherfucker didn't even know who Amelia Earhart was, but I'm going to inform him who he was.
We're about to find that out.
So, we're going to start with Roanoke. This is trippy. Like, honestly, like, so, like, in 1582, 121 colonists, led by, like, John White, arrived in Roanoke Island. They must have named it that. Like, there's no way they just, like, showed up. Like, Roanoke must have been something, like, in Britain, maybe a town
or
something.
Even named by, like, the natives or some
shit. Because
they
said, we watched the video where they said they met with the natives. So, it would be now North Carolina, which I wonder why they named it. Because there's North Carolina and there's South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Did they name it just Carolina, like, after some bitch that, like, first went there?
Maybe the first bitch that had the kid. The first kid there.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, I have no fuck clue.
Established as a colony, okay, so they all, like, pretty much, they came from, like, pretty much more Britain, but a lot of the first colonists actually were, you know how a lot of white people get raped for, blamed for all the rape and murder and stuff?
Yeah.
Of, like, the first colonist?
Yeah.
You know a lot of that was the Spanish? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no clue.
A lot of the first people that came over here, even there's records beforehand, were Freemasons, and well, not Freemasons at the time, they were the Knights Templar.
Yeah.
I hear them, yeah. So the Knights Templar were the first people to come over here, actually, before these motherfuckers were in 1587, that they're supposed to be the first colony to come here, but there was Knights Templar that were already arriving in Oak Island and stuff, and places on the, you know, the east side of Canada, British Columbia, and stuff that were actually Spanish and Knights Templar and stuff.
I thought it was just the Brits that came over.
No, the Spaniards were the first people to really, other than maybe the Knights Templar, or the, the funny thing is, if you really want to go back, you want to go back?
Like, to the Asians coming over?
No, I'm saying to the first people that probably touched
ground
over here was probably ancient Africans, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
The down in Mexico and shit, they got, like, the temples and shit, kind of like Egypt.
Yeah, for, like, the Incas and...
Yeah, that was supposedly came from... What's the underwater... fucking
Atlantis.
Yeah.
And Lemuria.
Yeah, shit like that.
You've heard about Lemuria, right? So we're gonna do
No, I've never heard about that.
Really?
Yeah.
So Atlantis was actually after Lemuria. And Lemuria is only named, and I didn't even know this. So I've heard, like, there's a really good rapper, okay, named Beast1333. And he's very conspiracy-based, if you want to pour another drink.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. He talks about how Lemuria, and I like the whole song about Lemurians and how Madame Blavatsky.
The whole fucking song about it?
Oh, yeah. It's, I'll show you later. It's fucked. So, Lemuria is before Atlantis, but I never knew this. It was like an ancient civilization that supposedly like flew around in gliders and were like the ancient Egyptians, but way more high tech. Like crazy high tech.
Yeah.
They flew around in gliding planes that could take them wherever they wanted. And like, It's really fucked. I never knew this, though, but why they call it Lemuria, with the first guy that really discovered it, really, was supposedly because before it was an island, there was a pathway through this island to this other place, and lemurs would go across the pathway to the island. So lemurs, Lemuria, I never knew that. And if people know about Lemuria right now and hear this, you would be like, what the fuck? Because if you look into it, it was based on the guy that founded this, like, whole Lemuria.
Yeah.
And I have a book about Atlantis in my fucking room. You see on my fucking bookshelf over there. But, like, it gets real deep. So, like, these are the first comments. But the funny thing is that not a lot of people know that. Like, we weren't the stupid fucking, like, rapist and shit. Like, Columbus was a fucking Spanish dude.
And all,
like,
he
was a Spaniard. Like, all the first people that came over, and I told you, like, I was talking about Vinny Paz, like, Jedi Mind Tricks.
Yeah.
I can show you tons of great songs. But he does, on one of his songs, he does a 7-minute song where it changes beats, where he talks about Columbus came over here and met the Arawak. They're one of the first, like, native cultures they ever met. And they traded, like, bartered for a bit. Then he stole all their gold. And then when they had no gold left, he took them as slaves. Columbus was an asshole.
Oh,
and the funny thing is, we don't celebrate his shit. But I've said this before on a podcast that we don't even talk about native history at all.
That's not true in Canada here.
I'm growing up in elementary school and just in high school, maybe when you were growing up, because you're even if you're
plus I went to different schools, maybe because PJ's all native.
Is that why they did that?
Well, they have all the native courses and stuff to help them.
So as I fucking forgot again, god damn it, I'm Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson. I always forget this, and you know because you've listened to them before.
Yeah.
But I'm the fucking host.
God, you introduced me, though.
I know, I already introduced. I always introduce the guests, but you should know by now, I guess.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
People will listen to this without listening to the first episode, which I never understand why people would do that. Like
I didn't listen to the first episode of anything.
No, but
the first
time. But I didn't do that either. Scientology.
It's just that everything has a reason and explanation or whatever.
No.
Okay, then.
So, me and Justin are officially doing a Scientology episode because I need to inform you, obviously, about this shit.
Okay, what exactly is it?
You don't... Okay, I'm not getting into this in this podcast. Let's get right into the mysteries.
I thought we changed the podcast.
No, we're not doing this. I said we will do one.
All right.
Okay, we're definitely doing one now because now I have to teach you all about everything. I got to teach
you in the future.
Crowley,
okay.
Yes. This is a great start, actually, to it, actually. So, let's just get right back in the fucking Roanoke colony. So, Roanoke, actually, like I told you, like, there was, I heard you cracking knuckles on my fucking microphone. That'd be funny. But, Mike, you know what's funny? It's cracking knuckles is a side point. My grandma used to, rest in peace, her soul, I have her ashes, and I can see her bones in the ashtray I just got. Or an ashtray. Ash. Whatever it is.
I hope it's not an ashtray.
Yeah, those cigarettes put out to it. But, like, that, she always said, like, no, don't crack your knuckles, you'll cause arthritis.
Yeah.
I had a fucking science teacher that said, that's stupid, it's just your fucking air in your knuckles popping, like, your grandma's tongue.
No, it's completely true.
No. When you crack your knuckles, it's your air in your knuckle pocket popping. That's all it is.
But it causes...
No, that's a lie.
I'm on the verge of fucking carpal tunnel because I crack everything.
That's bad. I don't crack anything. I have carpal tunnel from working in restaurants.
Maybe it's from work then. It's always stuff with my hands.
Yes, that's work. You can get carpal tunnel. My whole entire arm went numb.
Yeah, that's like what I went in because my arms were numb and shit. Okay, yeah. It's just a big part of my life.
Well, everyone needs to cut that out. This is a great story. I actually like the story. So let's just get right into the fucking thick of all the shit. So, like, you know, like, so, like, obviously we talked about calling and, the tensions and stuff started forming with the natives and shit, right? So, like, we saw that kind of war broke out. They're kind of obviously, like, imagine that. Like, imagine, like, pulling up. You're trying, like, to, in a sense, like, invade other people's land. Like, I agree with the native plight. And so when they, like, came over and everything, imagine how, like, the natives would feel. Like, you would be, like, especially, they don't speak English. They have no idea, but they're all dressed. Think about it. Spaniards, Old English. You know the pictures you've seen?
Yeah.
The weird, like, hats they have. They have muskets. They have guns. Like, they have, like, little, like, shitty guns.
Wait, like the Indians?
No.
Oh, okay. Indians, okay.
Like, do not say Indian.
Natives.
Native Americans, yeah. Native Canadians, I guess it's Native Americans over. But, like, Indians, I would say to people, like, it is stupid. The only reason we call them Indians was because Columbus was so fucking stupid, he thought he landed in India. So, like,
that makes sense.
It sounds so stupid because in Canada, this is true, if you're from somewhere else in a sense, like, in like, Canada and, like, the States and stuff, a lot of... not racist, but, like, uninformed people, in a sense, almost.
Yeah.
Like, they say Indians because we were almost raised throughout the 90s and stuff of saying Indians, but they're Native Americans. A lot of them destroy their own culture. That happens with every fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, there is, like, they still try to keep it alive. And one thing I'm going to say about any Native culture is that I'm always jealous of people that have culture. Me and you are two white dudes, okay?
That's true.
I'm
yeah.
Irish, German,
yep.
Britain, British, yep. And Scottish.
I don't got the Scottish.
You're actually all the same. That's
everything
so
but Scottish.
That's hilarious. See, like, how do we claim that culture though? No, we're Canadians.
That yeah,
we
that's
don't
very
learn
true.
About
yeah,
any
yeah.
Of our culture, do we?
I did.
I didn't to an extent. The funny thing is,
it's hard not to learn about Germany.
Yeah, well, we know about that. But the fucking new one. Like that, like, I've always wanted to learn German, and my dad learned German. That was the other side of the family. This is my mom's grandma. But
yeah.
That he learned German throughout high school and stuff. That it is interesting that, like, but we don't learn about it. I really don't, like, okay, it's not like you're Italian or Portuguese or
no.
Polish.
Yeah.
We don't, like, we don't relish in our history, really.
That is true, but that's kind of something, like, once they
white
came over,
do.
Yeah. Once they like, came over to America and Canada, they did that.
But I do have Jamaican. I have a Jamaican aunt. I had a Jamaican grandma, and she died. Like literally, like where my Jamaican grandma, like, babe, why don't you pull up your pants? Why are your pants so low? Like literally, would like tell me to pull my pants, and why am I wearing what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
And shit. Like my aunt used to tell me about a tree in Jamaica, where if she were to dare touch it, it was a peach tree on the other property. When she's a little girl, the owner would shoot her. If like anybody touched his peach tree.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fucking nuts over there. And we're just like going off because that's what we do. We're like having fun and drinking. But in a sense, like I am just making a point that if you have culture, do not ruin it. Honestly, do not be a stereotypical person.
Yeah.
Don't be a stereotypical native where you drink and you fucking steal cars. Because in Brantford, we have one of... Okay, you know what Brantford has? We're in Brantford, Ontario in Canada. We're a Canadian podcast. We have the biggest reserve in Canada. The biggest reserve, I think, or was, I don't know if it is now, but the biggest reserve in Canada is in Caledonia and near Brantford. And the Brantford Reserve, the Six Nations Reserve near Brantford, is the biggest reserve in all of Canada.
Oh, wow. I had no clue.
So the thing I'm going to say, and if you are native and you have any native background, I'm saying this to you, that like... we have everything based on what our government holds. So the crown, you know how everything's owned by the crown. So think about this.
Yeah.
When I went to jail and I was a youth involved with the system, you don't go to a judge, okay? In the States, you go to a judge. We go to the crown. The crown is based on satirical shit that the British did, and we were still under British control.
But there's the crown at... with the
judge,
yeah.
But why do we still have the crown? You know, the crown represents
the queen.
The queen,
yeah.
The crown,
yeah. Like
we
her
separated
rules.
This shit. Why are we, I've said this before. Why the fuck are we still part of this?
What's even stupider is America's away from it. They're completely out of it, and but they won't let us. Yeah.
We are still in the, which, Noah, you're coming over to watch that I just got. Super Troopers 2.
Those are puppets?
No. Okay. You know, I've seen Super Troopers, right?
No. I thought it was the puppets.
I'm going to mouth and call you Charlie, because I'm fucking like, you're ridiculous. I'm
only 22. You're what, three years, four, five years older?
Super Troopers. I'm going to shit in your mouth.
Super Poopers.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, because Jesus Christ, so many things I know. So let's just get and finish this. But my whole point at the end of this, because we are drinking, this is actually a good start to this. But like, how that, like, we, that you embrace your culture. Don't be a stereotypical douchebag. I grew up with fucking some of my best friends being Native. One of the kids was a great skateboarder and did shit with his life and got free college and dropped out. And the other dude, I fucking knew that was one of my good friends. I grew up with another of my good friends. He smoked cigarettes constantly, did tons of fucking drugs. He fucking fed off the system and had a heart attack at 22 from doing too much ecstasy.
I have a lot of Black and Native friends, but they all did a lot of drugs and gave up on life.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
The whites joined them too, because I was part of that.
You don't even know. Some of the go to Vancouver and go to some of the streets in Vancouver, like the Skid Row streets that are like worse than California, where there's heroin addicts. A bunch of white dudes just popping their veins up.
Vancouver, where's
Vancouver
that?
Vancouver is one of the worst places for like heroin addicts and shit. And like Alberta out west is.
Oh, fucked. Alberta, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All the like the junkies and shit. But all I'm saying, getting to this, yes. About, like, the first colonies coming over and stuff was the fact that like. If you are Native, like, embrace your culture. I am really annoyed that if I had that culture, I would do the powwows. I would fucking
celebrate. Yeah.
They believe
get the drums
in,
going
yeah,
and shit. I used to go to drum circles and shit.
No, I
ain't even part of
drums.
It.
I learned how to play drums. And the funny thing is, but you know that you kind of learn from your mistakes. But at the same time, like that, I played drums. I told Mr. Nate that I separated my brain. So the hardest thing for me to do was separating my leg from my arm.
Oh yeah.
If you want to say separate your fucking. Cognitive abilities to move.
Yeah, like hand-eye coordination, but your whole body.
Okay, we could do a podcast with me and him talking. Cause
yeah, probably.
Right? Get a little closer, so we're going to finish. So, like, when they came over, as tensions, like, started with the Native population, obviously, like, so, however, like, John White, the guy that came, started this colony, right? And this is very interesting, actually. They started, like, pretty much, like, start, like, building straw huts, like, building up things.
Houses.
Trying to be civil with the Natives. But you're meeting people that don't speak your fucking language, have lived here for fucking how many fucking hundreds and thousands of years, lived off nature, praised nature, worshipped everything. The thing that I love about Native culture especially is that when they kill something, they use everything.
Yeah, that's true. It's amazing. We literally burn people.
Yes. We throw them
for
on.
For nothing.
Yeah, World War II. You're a Jew? Okay, let's throw you on the top of a fucking stack of dead bodies and burn you too. Fucking ridiculous.
My fucking grandparents my granddad saved my mom from getting thrown in the gas chambers. Or my great-grandmother from getting thrown in the gas chambers. That's the only reason I got German in me.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. We're doing a... know what we should do? Me and you, like I'm saying this. Like,
in a future one?
No,
yeah.
We should do... I want to do Nazis on drugs.
Because what?
They took many drugs. Okay, do you know why? I've said this on the. You fucking listened to that episode. You know the one that Hitler faking his death?
Yeah.
The Nazis were on meth and shit.
Oh, maybe that's the one that cut out like halfway through.
Okay, so you gotta listen to that one. So, well, me and him are gonna definitely do that. So, you know, so let's get right into this. The Roanoke colony showed up. They were trying to, like, and this is 1587. You know, there were about 121 people. So they probably filled the boat fill. There's cholera. Probably the time there was like a scurvy for not eating vegetables.
That was like before they took in slaves and shit too, right?
Yeah, this is all before. This.
Yeah, okay.
They have slaves from Africa by then. Probably.
Oh, yeah, probably overseas though. They
so
wouldn't have took
they
them.
They showed up and the Natives were like, the Natives freaked out. Think about this, because I'm not even saying this, not even over my notes, but the Natives freaked out when they saw the boats. They thought alien shit.
I would understand that.
You don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Right? And all these people have pale skin.
Yeah, they're so different, but still similar.
So, with the Native population, the funny thing is, the guy that, John White, the guy that really made the colony and discovered it, he left. Okay?
Oh.
Weird, eh? He went back to England, okay, to bring back reinforcements, because the way...
Was that the masonry dude?
He was probably a mason.
Okay.
I'm not the guy I told you about before.
Yeah, but was he was something century, to do with that shit.
But the first colony they recorded before douchebag Columbus came over.
Okay.
Was these people of the Roanoke colony, but they all disappeared in a sense. That the whole mystery of it is like that all this stuff was going on and the War of the Natives happened and all this stuff and they were fucking with them in a sense, but like there's 121 of them compared to how many natives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A like, whole.
This is our land. You can go fuck yourself.
All really. Of America's.
Yeah. So he, this guy that founded the colony showed up and then he left to go to England to get reinforcements. We got to build more buildings. We got to take this shit over. Not buildings, but straw huts and wood shit. And he got reinforcements back. He left back to England, brought reinforcements. They returned several years later. So think about this. The voyage from the North Carolina, the edge, would take about like probably 3 years on a boat.
Oh, to get over there.
To get back to England. Isn't that fucked?
Oh, wow. Holy,
Several years to get back. So several is like even could be 10. So 5 years to get
Holy
there.
Fuck.
Talk to the queen. Talk to everyone you need to or someone who's in charge. Say, hey, like there's land over there, but there's this crazy population of natives that are like overtook everything, which they fucking live there. That was their land.
That's their
Let's
home.
Let's go fuck with them. We have guns. We have technology
Let's
at their
it.
Standards.
Let's just
Let's,
take it.
Let's just take it. Fuck it. That's what the States is like. So, you know, he returns. Okay, this is fucked. Later, several years later, the settlement was deserted. No signs anywhere.
All right.
The colony was lost. No members seen again. That's where it ends.
Whoa, wait. All together. Nobody from it in general.
No, gone. He leaves to go get reinforcements to take over like everything to like just start over. And then he comes back. It's wiped out. There's no sign that anyone even lived there.
What the fuck?
Isn't that fucked?
Yeah.
That's nuts. So, like, that will bring us to our next one, because we're even getting, like, this is a fun episode. We might do, this might be, fucking. So, this is really weird. The vial, this is called the vial, the vortex. It's like, almost like a vortex. It's a term coined by Ivan Sanderson, referring to 12 geographic areas that are responsible for numerous disappearances and strange mysteries, almost, right? This is weird. So this is just like quick almost one, but this whole, the Vial Vortexy or the Vial Vortex or all these different words they use it is based on like the Bermuda Triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have the Algarian megalith, which is like a weird things people disappear. And then you have the valleys in Pakistan, the Hindaras Valley in Pakistan. People just go missing, like, and the Devil Sea near Japan. You definitely hear about the Devil Sea.
Yes, but I've never heard about anything but the first one, whatever
and
that one was.
And the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, the Bermuda Triangle.
So, like, these are all places where ships, planes, everything just goes missing.
Yeah.
And nobody knows why.
Huh.
Like, and it's a, the vortex almost of, like, why this happened.
What?
I have 3 Ouija boards on top of my shelf in there in that closet. Yeah, in that room that you just pissed in.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and I've always played Ouija board since grade 7. So I want to do an episode about Ouija board. So I'm like, all this thing's bringing towards Halloween.
Fucking, if we want to get into ghosts, but I know it's not the point.
We're not doing that.
One quick thing. It's a picture, and it was fucking taken to a psychic.
Yeah.
And told to be somebody that had recently died in, like, our group. Saying goodbye to his family and shit, like, I'm all right, goodbye. And no, the medium wouldn't have known, oh, that this person died. It would have been fucking years ago. Like, I was elementary school.
Weird.
And it was my brother and fucking my stepmom.
Yeah. The one that's close to your age. Life's fucked.
All of them and shit. And, like, it was at her house and her family's house that we were close
Super
with
weird.
Them all through
honestly,
life.
There's a, like, I'm going to say this, like, honestly, people connect in weird ways.
Yeah.
Me and you have connected in a weird way.
Yeah.
You have a lot of weird experiences that I've had, like, weird shit.
Yeah, man.
So all the, like, you know, the Vial Vortex, all that shit of, like, all the weird shit that people just disappear in. So let's get into something different. Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
Okay? someone this motherfucker's obviously never heard of. Which, it makes me realize that. So, the kids growing up now, kids that are like 18, 19, would they even know who she was?
No, fuck no.
So, I listened to a whole like podcast about her too. She's very interesting. She was a female. I have it shit written down. I'm going to tell you. Amelia Earhart was a pilot, right?
Yeah.
That just like pushed the standard of female pilots. She was married to like a very rich dude that like did a lot of excursions through planes. A lot of people were trying to set world records. So that means what it was.
Yeah, back in those years.
Yeah, during the attempt to make a flight throughout like pretty much certain countries of the globe in 1937. So in a sense, like her husband was like a rich dude, and there's a lot of famous pilots around the same time that were kind of like they were pushing the boundaries of what planes could do. A lot of people went missing. A lot of people died. A lot of times they found the bodies and stuff, right? So this is like around like 1937. This was just after World War One. Planes are really just getting to the height of like
crazy
of like speeds. In World War Two, you have kamikaze pilots and shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, like that wouldn't give a fuck and would like drive into you and fucking blow. And like a lot of people during World War Two, there was pilots that were like. Like, for the structure of the plane they have, were nuts in the way they can control them.
Yeah.
Because they were shoot, like, you've heard of the Red Baron. It must have a little bit.
It's a plane?
It's a person. It was a plane, but it was...
Oh, is that the
Red Baron?
Big guy, one that almost didn't make it back?
No, the guy that fucked with everybody shot so many Nazis out of the sky.
Then
like, named him the Red Baron. Where this dude just, like... fucked with everybody. I don't know if he was a Nazi. I'm trying to think back because I'm obviously kind of buzzing by now. But that like he either was a Nazi or he was. I'm pretty sure he's an American, but he might have been. I'm fucking trying to think about because I just watched a fucking movie about him. But he was a fucking crazy pilot. But back then, planes started like getting like full up. Like there wasn't a lot of females that did this shit.
Yeah.
When I was looking into this, we're gonna get something that's real fucked. So like she wanted to travel. In a sense, it's like almost doing a round trip around the globe to like almost like. To come from the States to, like, Britain.
So she just wanted to be a traveler.
She wanted to have her name for being the first, like, real female
pilot. Oh, okay.
But I'm going to say this. There was a black female pilot. I don't have on this. I don't think if I might read through it. I might have it. But that did what she did before she did it or did more than she did. And they didn't acknowledge her.
Because of the times, though.
Yes, it was. Thing about it. So let's get right into it. And hear, like, you can hear this. So she wanted to pretty much take a certain tour around the globe in 1937. Earhart disappeared over this Central Pacific Ocean near Howland Island of giving her, like, her last transmission. Although official... That's why I write shit. Official bullshit said she ran out of fuel and crashed in the sea. Why wouldn't you plan for this? Why wouldn't you plan for this? Why wouldn't they have procedures and methods of... Because I think what she was doing was she was going from the States, like America, a certain island in the States, maybe even Florida. I had this written out, but then she's going across and taking a venture to see how far her plane will get her.
She crashed in the ocean?
Yeah, she was doing almost a round-the-world tour in a plane.
Yeah.
And her husband was a traveler, so it was based on his success because, in a sense, she shouldn't have been as famous as she was. So let me say this. But numbers of speculations range from, like, she could have been captured because she went over an island near, like, China and shit. There was almost a round-the-world tour of what planes could do, right?
Yeah.
And she went ranging, captured, there's rumors, conspiracy theories, she was captured by Japan. Because it was 1937, the ramping up of World War II, right?
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Forces leaving her to her days and dying. There's also things that were, because she may have been a CIA agent, that maybe the Japanese wanted her as that.
Yeah.
The 1920s started, like, brainstorming reckless, like, practice of public air stunts. This is actually interesting. So, nobody knows where Amelia Earhart actually went.
Yeah.
There's no thoughts. She's just like, poof. Her translation is cut out. This is what I was talking about before. This was fucked. When I was looking up all her stuff about this. So, for some reason, when planes were getting, like, started, there was a thing called barnstorming. And it was in the 1920s. So when planes, think about it, when planes first started getting invented, cars are invented, the Wright brothers got the plane off the ground. So now dudes are doing crazy stunts on planes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Stunt planes and shit
are
starting.
So you've seen those old 1920s videos of them, like, standing on, like, the plane.
Yeah,
the wing planes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I never knew, but I started looking at these videos. So this is crazy. Brainstorming's reckless practice of public air stunts. Even playing tennis on a plane. So while the plane was in the air, but the plane's only going maybe, I don't know, in the stance of a car, how fast a car was going, maybe, you know, 50 miles per hour.
It's slow enough to just
glide in the air.
It holds itself
so
there.
So these dudes are strapped to the plane playing tennis. There was dudes that were like, people would pay to see dudes doing like cartwheels on top of plane wings. Like when I was looking this up about Amelia Earhart, about a woman that went missing, all this stuff about barnstorming came up. And I was like, what is barnstorming? That is literally fucking around on planes.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither. I've seen the videos of fucking around with it. So literally this is fucked. So playing tennis on planes, someone died in an accident in 1927, a female doing a dangerous stunt, literally unconsciously, the plane was going, planes just started to ramp up, she just walked into a propeller.
Oh my god.
It sliced her brain, like her whole head.
She was trying to do tricks?
No.
Or just...
Unconsciously... Just walked into the... Isn't that fucked?
Sleepwalking.
No. So she was essentially talking to someone, and she backed up into a propeller moving. It was the first technology. Ooh.
She's not used to it. She doesn't...
Like,
she's not
thinking.
Like, you wouldn't
think about it, and then she... Well, imagine seeing that. It probably carved out half of her
head. And you can barely see a propeller, right?
Yes. And it's like, oh my god. Isn't that fucked? When I read that, I was like getting shivers. This I've done when I was drunk researching all this shit. Oh, so fucked.
Stupid
and
people.
A propeller, yeah, and I put what the fuck. A lot of planes after the war. So think about this. You have a lot of like pilots that are like hardcore that like went through World War II. So after World War One, after World War One, after the war ended, this was supposed to be the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the war to end everything. Did it?
No.
Fucking 6 years later, we had World War II.
That's
six
all it
years,
took.
Yes. So, essentially, well, maybe more than that, about like maybe 10 years. But I think essentially World War One. I'm fucking drinking right now, but I'm saying around, I would say 28 maybe? No, actually, okay.
That's what you should have researched.
I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong. The First World War ended in 1918. So then there was the war in the 20s where everyone was like happy the war ended. And then the funny thing is, Hitler was part of the Nazi regime during World War One. He was known as like an errand boy kind of thing. And he gained himself
he was still young, right?
He was pissed. And that's what we talked about in the fucking Hitler's death shit that... Yeah, I was stupid saying for saying that. It's 1918 when the war ended, and then 10 years later. Oh, you know what I mean? It ramps up all the fucking time.
Yeah, no,
so
that makes sense.
Everybody after the war, especially the First World War, that were kamikaze pilots, that's a Japanese term, were kamikaze, you know what kamikaze pilots?
Yeah, like Japanese
they just like would crash into you.
Yeah, dive bombers and shit.
They would take drugs probably.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well, maybe we should just do a podcast about soldiers on drugs in general. Because we're going to do the Nazi one about Nazis on drugs.
Yeah.
But every soldier was on drugs. Like, a lot of them.
MDMA was a cure for PTSD, yeah.
Post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
So, now this is very interesting. They may have solved this by now, okay? This is something we're off topic. So, the Voynich manuscripts. Ever heard of them?
Nope.
Neither did I. So... A medieval document written in unknown language for hundreds of years. Content still remains a mystery. There's no theory to this. It's almost like a medicine book.
I told you about this
because of some illustrations. The Greg Kondrat University. Okay. I'm not even going to pronounce what this is. But it actually was a University of Alberta. Which is actually interesting. So Canadian podcast helped a student may have cracked it through an AI. So it's a book that they found a long time ago. It maybe dated to the 14th century, but it's medieval times. And it's this book that can't translate, but it has pictures of, like, flowers and, yeah, like, healing medicine kind of stuff.
How to mix the shit.
So, they're trying to, in Alberta, Jesus, I gotta have a drink, obviously, because I talked too long. Justin's been drinking, and I haven't took a sip of my drink. No, I haven't took a sip of my drink, because I always talk too much, but that they didn't crack everyone was cracking the code, so some student in Alberta was trying to crack the code.
Okay, well, like, the
Isn't that cool in Canada?
Yeah, but AIs are the, they're the bots that, like, yeah, they think for themselves and shit.
So their whole, now the technology's getting further.
We shouldn't have that, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I don't like AI. You're AI, so he's trying to decipher the sentences. People claim it could be a key to alien life, or it could be a secret alchemy formula. You know what alchemy is? I hope you know. Magic.
Yeah, yeah. So
magic was magic potions and stuff.
It's the mixing of chemicals or atoms.
You're exactly right. No, atoms. Yeah. The mixing of atoms is...
Yeah.
We're both drinking and this is... I'm having mad fun.
Actually, this is going pretty good.
Yeah, I'm having mad fun. So, you may not have heard this, but a lot of people have... ever heard of the Mary Kessel?
No.
It was a ship, okay? I'm gonna vape a little while to tell us shit. So, it's very interesting. I said I've heard of the Mary Kessel, but not really. And I don't know if, like, I'm pretty sure it's the Mary Kessel. But on November 7th, 1872, the Mary Kessel departed from New York. I think that's from New York, with Captain Biggs, his wife, his daughter, and his crew of 8 men. So there's like 12 of them, right?
What are they aiming for?
They were expecting to dock in Italy. Like, that's what they were expecting to go from Italy, like, pretty much, I don't know where, they're from New York to Italy.
So America to...
Yeah, in 1872, maybe, like, they was going over there for vacation, or who knows, he was obviously rich.
Yeah.
He must have been, I didn't do, like, I'm reading off old episodes, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, so, like, he's with his wife, his young daughter, and the crew of 8. They started the dock in Italy, none aboard ever. No one's seen again. Like, literally, they leave from New York. Everyone sees them go.
And they just gone? Yeah,
they don't arrive in Italy.
Never even found the boat?
No, nothing.
Underwater?
So, yeah, this is none ever aboard ever seen again. The ship itself found floating. This is creepy as fuck. The ship was floating by itself. There's no signs of even, like struggle, anything. Like, there was no, like, or even impact of another ship or storm. The boat was literally in pristine condition.
By itself. By floating itself. Down the fucking ocean.
Yeah, by itself. Nobody's in there. 1872, right? So, they left to probably go to Italy, maybe to visit their families, rich, maybe, or just, like, to venture off. He's got enough money. He's gone.
In
the Strange Mysteries podcast you've listened to, like, that's, like, maybe things could have happened, but still.
Yeah.
Like, the ship was found, not even touched.
What the fuck?
Really? Other than maybe a little bit of water damage?
Yeah. That's messed weird. Up. Is yeah. That weird? No, that is messed up. That's You'd think, like, something. There'd be some sign of something. Yeah. Even a fucking drink spilled all over.
And if it was floating, too. And yeah. And it seemed to float, there would be bodies.
It didn't sink, so they didn't die in a crash. They
if
didn't.
They fell over the overboard, say.
How the fuck?
Yeah. You can't just run down the dock. Oh, my God. Okay, this is... Oh, you like this one. Did you like this one? So that's why I love the Strange Mysteries. It's called Ice Women. I know. Oh, okay. We're going to take a little smoke break. This will conclude right after this. We don't have no commercials, so let's just do this. All right, back from our little weird break. But me and Justin are getting into the tase. The dirty tase.
The tase. Yeah. Oh, whoa, we're not getting in the...
We're getting into the ice woman.
Okay, that's a little better.
It's perfect. So, this is weird. I looked at this one. I've never even really heard of this. This is really weird. So, supposedly, that's what they call it. They called her Teen Hillard. It was a body that was found, okay? It was in 19 years in minute... Okay. All right, we're back from the weird break. I got Justin Taze again.
Justin Taze.
All right, so this fucking body was found 19 years ago in Minnesota. It was frozen in the snow. And the body was sent to a hospital. Okay, this is weird. And it was frostbitten. And after the incision was made, they amputated her legs and she started shaking. Okay? This is creepy as fuck. And she started shaking violently out of control. Nurses rushed her like to like the main wing, and this woman was still alive.
Oh my god!
After 49 days, completed the body. No, she wasn't actually alive. Yeah, she was alive. No, they found. Yeah, they rushed her to find her. She was completely conscious. They found her in the snow after like they found her after all these years. They went to try to amputate her, and then when they started cutting her leg, because I remember the story, like I'm not even looking at the page, that she started freaking out. But they rushed her to like the main wing. She was still conscious.
But how long was she there?
19 years.
Oh my god.
Not 19 years. 19 years in the snow. Like 19 years frozen.
Yeah, yeah. So she didn't age or nothing. She's just frozen.
Isn't that fucked?
Holy.
So how does that happen? You can't explain that. Everyone freaked out. Like, she literally, they brought a frozen body to this, hospital. They tried to amputate his frozen body, and she was, like, to figure out what the cause was. She wakes up, she's fully conscious. She, after literally 49 days, the body is completely fine. She physically reheals from all of this shit.
Do we know how she got there?
No idea.
She didn't even say it?
Mysteries and history, bitch.
You'd think the bitch would explain something.
All right, we got two more fucking stories, because obviously...
Two? Justin, I thought it was one.
No, it's two more, because is the best. This is a short one. This is my favorite one ever. Trudeau's fucking father. The
fucked up one.
So... we have a prime minister right now called Justin Trudeau.
Still? I thought he was gone.
No, he's an asshole. And he stole like 20 grand of our money to go on vacation. So his father was prime minister in Canada in the early 1990s. Towards the 2000s. So former prime minister Pierre Trudeau had a license plate that on his limousine that said 666. So, he was known for conducting seances and trying to raise the dead, which is creepy. So, what is his son
especially
doing?
Being our prime minister.
in the 90s, near the 80s, 90s.
Or whatever he
and
was.
And now his son is. Move him closer to the mic, you fucker. And, sorry. You know, he has rumored to contact dead politicians for political advice.
You gonna call Justin Trudeau?
No.
Oh,
his
okay.
father.
Hey, okay.
So, who you calling? Like, you going to call Richard Nixon? You can call JFK.
Damn right. You got four more years.
No, that's fucking... totally not to that. You do not know nothing about politics, obviously.
I know about nowadays politics. I know about,
was Obama reptilian? Fuck yes, he was.
Nah, he... Obama's Osama, man.
Yo, there is a conspiracy about that. I fucking... this is
that's why he got him.
Yeah. So, you know, he would get regular, like, psychic readings, which is... real weird. So, like, I read this and I thought this was really weird for me from Canada and stuff. Like, somebody pulled up an interview, like some guy pulled up next to him and was like, what's with the license plate? And he said, figure it out. And it's still a mystery. Like, literally, some
like a cop or a
no,
person?
Some, like, reporter was like, why is your limousine license plate say 666? And he said, figure it out.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. Pretty damn straightforward.
So, we're getting our son real deep right off the end of this. So, this is about Yorkville. Okay, we're talking about something Canadian. This is in Toronto. Toronto's upscale... I'm just going to read the whole entire thing so you can listen to this and see what it is. Toronto's upscale district, shopping centers, expensive stores and salons, right? Right downtown Yorkville. Also known as Old York. Many believe that human remains have been buried underneath these stories, which is true because...
probably.
fine dine restaurants, areas served as, like, mass graves. Because, like, when Toronto was first found, everyone was trying to, like, take over certain places. Thousands of people... this is, like, in the 18th century. So, it's a mass grave because when thousands of people in upper Canadian settlements, when they're first trying to sell in Toronto and build cities, okay... there was people that perished from the cholera epidemic. You remember cholera? Cholera was a disease, that would eat you like flesh into a. It was an infection disease that pretty much people shit their bodies out till they had no. Okay, let's get right in it. So cholera, the epidemic, the cholera epidemic in Toronto, especially. So people were trying to migrate, build buildings, and create a civilization over in Canada.
Yeah.
And essentially take over the native population that's here because we are more advanced, which is fucked, right? So it's true. During the cholera epidemic in 1832 to 1834, so about 2 years, 2 years.
1832 to 34. That's before. Oh, okay, yeah. That makes lots of sense.
So think about how new everything is to them.
Yeah,
that's fucked, right?
Yeah.
So diarrhea, which led to dehydration and death. Because they were eating, like, nothing but shit. Their diet wasn't used to whatever the natives ate, right?
Yeah, and they're building and digging through all these probably grave sites and shit.
And you're eating shit that they ate, and maybe they are, like, natives, like, treat things, like, legitimately, especially back then.
They knew what to touch.
And they knew what berries to eat and all that stuff, right? So everyone got cholera. And, like, buried in shallow graves. This is disgusting, okay? Mud and water in Potter's Field. In 1929, human remains were found by workers excavating a site in Yonge and Bloor. So, in Toronto, in about, like, 1929, so when the city's actually being built to the state it is now, they were trying to dig up the site to actually, like, build buildings on, and bodies poured out of these mass grave sites, like dead bones and shit.
Like ours or the natives?
The natives and ours.
Cholera. They just pushed them away, right?
No, they got them away from them. Everybody. Yeah. So when cholera was going on, everyone was dying from this disease, they just buried everyone they could.
Yeah, get rid of them.
So like when they were building high-rise buildings and all this shit, like even on the restaurants that are right downtown Toronto, like they're... Like bodies are just buried underneath everything.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so there's even restaurants right now that could have, like, I've always said to people, like, the world's a massive graveyard, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, our oil is dinosaurs and
fossil fuel.
Fucking in even before the dinosaurs kind of shit.
Yeah, exactly. So honestly, that was a good podcast. We have had a couple more UFO things to go on with, like, what was going on in Toronto. There is, like, in Ontario, supposedly in Lake Ontario, there's a UFO base and stuff, and under Cabbage Town in Toronto, it was used to known as Cabbage Town because when the Irish came over, all they could grow outside of their front lawns was cabbage.
That's disappointing.
I know. So it's known as Cabbage Town. So underneath Cabbage Town, which is now, it's part of the Yorkdale, it's part of a district in Toronto. It's not even the same mysteries I'm thinking of. But that pretty much there's UFO bases of maybe all over Canada. But that was fucking fun. We did a good drinking.
Oh, fuck yeah, there. Man. Fantastic. Nice
cue the music. Cue the music. Go fuck yourself.